Well, I feel like it has been a minute since I've had to sit down and record a podcast episode. And honestly, it feels a little bit weird. I'm not even going to lie. I feel like I've kind of been putting it off for a while. But I guess I'll just start off with why I have to take a little break. And if you guys follow me on YouTube or subscribed on YouTube or Instagram, then you might know, but I shot a movie. Crazy to say that out loud. It was my first time acting, and acting is something that I've kind of been, I guess, pursuing over the last year and a half, maybe. My boyfriend is an actor, and the way that I got into it is basically I was just helping him run some lines, and he really encouraged me to give it a go. And the more that I helped him with different character breakdowns and learning his lines, I was like, wow, this is actually so fun. It's something that's so fun and something that I had absolutely no pressure. There was no pressure that was attached to it. There was no expectation. I just said, hey, if something comes of it, cool. And if not, then it'll just be this fun new hobby. And here I am. I shot a feature film. Feature means it's like a very low budget movie, but it was honestly the most surreal experience that I've had in a very, very long time. It really kind of threw me for a loop, to be completely honest, because I thrive being in a routine. And this completely took me outside of my routine in every way, shape, or form. We were doing 12-hour days. We were on set pretty much the entire time. I wasn't eating the food that I'm used to. I wasn't exercising. I wasn't doing my daily walks. I didn't have my morning routine. And I had a few days where I really felt like my anxiety starting to build and all these fears coming into my mind. That is the topic of today's episode, fear. I want to talk about fear because it's something that I think really determines who we are, how we respond to fear, how we process that emotion, what we do about it. And, you know, often fear is very closely associated with control. A lot of the times as kids, if we survived an experience that was bad or that was scary or just didn't have a good outcome, we don't forget about it. We don't really learn too much from it except for how to avoid it in the future, how to be scared. I think a lot of the times we just don't have the coping mechanisms to process the experience. Therefore, what we do in our brains is we build these connections. Like, hey, in the future, if you pick up on something that could trigger that fear, that could trigger that experience coming up to you, you start to want to control things. And that's why fear and control, they go hand in hand. And I really seen it kind of play out in my own life because through therapy, obviously, I learned that I subconsciously was really trying to control the people in my life. That's actually where my people-pleasing tendencies really came in handy. And I didn't realize it at the time. I didn't realize that being a people-pleaser a lot of the times is because you are trying to control how someone feels about you. You associate the good that you do for other people with love, right? That means that they're going to reciprocate love. Because if you dig even deeper, you, or at least I thought that if I was of service to people, that meant that they would love me. So as long as I was doing something for them, as long as I was good enough for them, as long as they needed me for something, then they would love me. The second that I wasn't, the second that I said no, the second that I really said no when I wanted to say no, right? I would have this like moment of fear of like, oh my God, they're going to not love me anymore. They're not going to need me anymore. They're going to find someone new who's going to do this thing for them. So then because I felt that way, I would say yes all the time. Therefore, I became a people pleaser out of fear of being rejected, fear of not being loved. And I think a lot of people deal with this, and it's really hard to live that way because when you grow up as a people pleaser, you have no sense of self. You don't know what you really want. You don't know what you want to say yes to, what you want to say no to, what events you want to go to, what friends you want to have, what hobbies you want to pick up. You have no idea because everything is so like thought out in your brain, and everything you're basically living through a lens of fear, and you're constantly trying to predict the future. You're living five steps ahead, and you're never really in the present. Because instead of, you know, if a friend asks you, hey, do you want to go to this concert? And instead of saying, oh, no, I'm a little tired, but hey, have a good time, you're thinking, damn, I'm a little tired, but maybe if I go, I could have a good time, right? Plus, that way she won't be mad at me. And that way she won't think that I'm trying to ditch her or that I don't want to hang out with her. This is just a small example, but that's kind of how the brain works. And in therapy, I remember thinking about like, or talking about this topic, and I told my therapist, like, well, I like doing nice things for people. Like, I love being a caregiver, I guess. Like, I really enjoy, it brings me joy. And I didn't want to lose that part of myself. I didn't want to believe that I was a people pleaser out of, I guess, my own fear of being rejected. And it's been really nice to work through therapy and like just really figure out ways that I can still care for people in my life, those that I love, those that mean so much to me, but also honor my own needs and honor my own like desires and hopes for life and hobbies and time, honor my own time. I think as people pleasers, we don't honor our own time. But yeah, back to fear, because I think that I just had such a clear-cut example of it going into this movie. I've always been someone who was really scared of doing new things, but I always did them. Like after my move to the US, doing something new was kind of like, okay, I'm just going to do it head first and it's going to be terrifying, but screw it. That's why I got started with YouTube. That's why even this acting thing, like I said, screw it, I'm just going to do it. And I knew that once they said action, like once my first time being in front of a camera, it was going to be really scary, but I didn't realize how scary. So the second that they said action, I blacked out. I don't remember a lot of it. I remember hyperventilating and dialing my mom after the scene was done, just crying and telling her how horrible I was and how people are going to think that it's that, like, why am I here? You know, I kept saying to her, why am I here? And she said, what is like coming up for you here? What are you so scared of? Are you scared of people judging you? Because you've worked on that. You know how to deal with that. You know that other people's opinion doesn't matter. And then she said, are you having fun? Like, remember, you did this to have fun. Fear has no place here because, you know, the worst thing that could happen is you fail. And if you fail, that's okay. You tried something new. You did something for fun. You had a new experience and you live and you learn, really. I mean, you really only know if you like something by doing it, by trying at it. And if you fail, you can check that off your list. And if you succeed, then you just continue on with it. She was like, she kept reminding me that all that I'm scared of and all that fear is, it's just a survival mechanism. And it dates back to like when we were cavemen, you guys. This is like very, very instinctual in us to be scared, to have that like adrenaline rush. And she just kept trying to tell me that let go of the control. Let go of thinking of what other people are going to think. Let go of just pretend that it's you and the person that you're doing the scene with, and you are elsewhere. It's just another person that you're interacting with, really all that it is. And it really helped. It really helped because instead of trying to predict the future, instead of trying to figure out what am I going to look like on camera, what am I going to sound like, what is the movie going to look like, I just let go of the control. I was like, I can't control it, right? There's nothing that I can do. I can just do my best on camera and that's it. And however it comes out, and it's going to be cool to see how it does. And it's so funny how much that shifted my perspective, just simply letting go of the control and realizing that I have no control over it. I had to just fully like surrender. And the scenes after that, you guys, went so well. And afterwards, I actually got to watch some of the footage back. And it was comical that I was so scared of what it was going to come off as, because it looked great. So yeah, I guess I'm just, I guess it's just a little life update for you guys. I wanted to keep this episode short and sweet and just talk about fear and control and people pleasing. And I think that, you know, a lot of people who grew up with a childhood that didn't allow them to process their emotions. The way that we deal with things is we internalize, we try to control, we try to predict, we try to stop ourselves from basically having that same experience over and over again. And because we're doing that, I think a lot of the times we just miss out on life. We miss out on meeting ourselves. We miss out on having experiences that are like, instead of having those experiences, we are seeing them through a different lens. We are having like an out-of-body experience, right? And it's so much better. Life is so much better when you just let go of control, because we can never predict the future. We have no idea what's going to happen ever. No matter how much you try to do it, you can't. You simply can't. And life is going to have its way with you. You know, it's like how people try to control people in a relationship, because they think that if they control them, then this person won't cheat, or they won't hurt them, or they won't, you know. But it's like, people are going to do what they're going to do. People are going to find a way to do something if they really wanted to do it, and you can't stop them. So you just have to surrender, and you have to forgive yourself. That's another thing that I really hit to like learn in therapy, is that if I do something and my quote unquote intuition is telling me not to, right, and my intuition turns out to be right, I have to forgive myself. Because yes, sometimes it's right. Every once in a while it's right. But a lot of the times I'm overthinking and I'm worried for absolutely no reason. So as long as you forgive yourself for the times that you were made a fool, life made you a fool, or another person made you a fool, and you keep telling yourself like, man, I saw this coming. Like, why didn't I just listen to myself? You know what? It's okay. Because we are not future tellers, right? We can't predict anything. And we don't have control over other people or their actions or literally the outside world. All that you can control is your own responses to things and how you treat yourself in situations that may not have turned out in your favor. And you should treat yourself with kindness and with love and forgiveness. So, yeah. I'm going to end this episode here. I wanted to say that I'm back. I will hopefully be doing at least an episode a week. If not, then I'll do bi-weekly episodes, right? That means every 2 weeks, I think. But yeah, let me know if you guys have any topic ideas that you want to hear about. And hopefully this wasn't all over the place. I do feel a little rusty, I'm not going to lie. I feel kind of, I was in my head a little bit in this one, but that's okay. Just got to get back into the groove of things. And if you guys have any specific topics that you want to hear about, then feel free to just DM them to me on Instagram. Thanks guys for listening and for being here still. Appreciate you, and I will talk to you soon.